Private universities in the United States. Universities in the United States fall into five major categories: private universities, public universities, church universities, public community colleges, and private vocational colleges. A protrusion phenomenon is that 85% of the most excellent universities belong to the first category, namely private universities. This can be seen from the U.S. news and reports in other countries. These private universities are the all research-oriented universities, which do not only offer education of high quality, but devote to first-class research. Although public universities are funded by the government, the gap between these public universities and the private universities continue to widen. Private universities are not only successful institutions of higher learning, but the core of industries. Why are private universities in the United States more successful than public universities? What make the private universities the core of the U.S. education? There are many reasons for this, among which a very important one is that private universities receive substantial donations from many philanthropists and alumni. Harvard University is such a private university. Initially, when it was first voted into theoretical existence by the General Court of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, the new institution was named New College, without a single building, teacher, or student. In 1638, a young minister called John Harvard, upon his death, bequeathed to the university his entire library of about 400 books and half of his estate of about £779. The minister was an alumnus of the University of Cambridge and had just settled in Charleston less than 1 year before. His donation was like timely rain and assured the continued operation of the college. Then in 1639, the college was renamed in honor of the deceased John Harvard. It was not until 1780 that Harvard College was upgraded to the university status. The earliest known official reference to Harvard as a university occurs in the New Massachusetts Constitution of 1780. Nevertheless, strictly speaking, Harvard University could not be called a university. At that time, according to the tradition of the European medieval universities, only an institution with at least three colleges or schools could be called a university. Harvard, however, didn't have any sub-colleges. In the following decades, Harvard speeded up its construction. In 1816, Divinity School was founded, and in 1817, Law School was founded. These two schools, together with Harvard College, made Harvard become a genuine university. Harvard University, in the true sense, was finally born.